Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live in Baltimore, Maryland, Radio Row. USAA put together a hell of an event in advance of the Army-Navy game, and helping us take it all in, you can check us out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can listen to us in your car or on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app. Listen to the podcast. A lot of great interviews today. Always fun. And we're excited for us, anyway, to kind of close things out here with Chris Doering, best known as a former Gator, but also a former Redskin.
Yeah, I had a brief stint there. Coach Spurrier brought me up his first year in Washington, and, man, I loved it. It was the center of the whole universe, and just getting a chance to experience that, man. Following guys like you, B. Mitch, I mean, it was an honor, man.
That's cool. I know you go on with the Junks pretty regularly,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's great to have you on with us. Obviously, all the SEC work, we're getting ready for the college football playoff here. And – we had Coach Meyer on about an hour ago talking about the playoff. I'm curious for you, if you had to take, there's four SEC teams.
Five.
Yeah. Ole Miss, A&M, Bama, Georgia. Who am I forgetting?
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I still
got to win the SEC.
I got to get in my mind that they're SEC.
They only have like 25 teams.
I know, right? Yeah. So you could take the five SEC teams or the field. Knowing the field, two of them are Power Five, a group of five that probably aren't going to win it, but like, where do you think the balance of power is this year?
I'm a bit of a homer. You know, I think in looking at the SEC, we talked about how many of those five teams do we legitimately see being able to win the national championship. I think Georgia, I got Georgia winning it all.
Do you?
I do. I think A&M is close. The run defense is a little sketchy from time to time. I actually like Oklahoma, man. Their defense is national championship worthy. They got a kicker in Tate Sandell that's the best in the country. The offense has been what's letting them down, and that was supposed to be the big part with Ben Arbuckle coming over from Washington State and John Mateer coming with him. So if they could just not hurt the defense, put them in tough situations, I actually like Oklahoma as well.
So you think Oklahoma then beats Bama?
I do. I think it's a bad matchup for Alabama. Alabama has pass protection issues. Oklahoma was able to exploit those when they played the first time. I haven't seen much that can lead me to believe that they're going to be fix that or fix the ability to run. They're very one-dimensional, and Ty Simpson's been under a lot of pressure for the last month.
Well, as Urban say he called them Alabama A and B. The A team not very good. That B team can play.
Yeah. Yeah, Alabama, man, they've been, you know, I think they have the best four-game stretch of wins in successive weeks. They were able to go to Athens and beat the Bulldogs there. They were able to beat Missouri,
right?
Yeah. in Como, beat Tennessee at home, beat Vanderbilt, you know, who I think is one of the great stories of the college football season. So, you know, to see them do that and then to see them struggle the way they did against Florida State in the opener and to kind of limp into the finish line here has you wonder which team is which.
All right. Indiana goes out and they beat Ohio State. Nobody has picked Indiana all day. That team's good.
They are good. And I think the problem is the same as it is with Vanderbilt. People look at Indiana or they look at the name Vanderbilt and they have a hard time visualizing that they are actually a legitimate team. But, you know, from the SEC, I think Vanderbilt may be the most complete team, and I'm disappointed them. And honestly, Texas, I think, could compete as well. But, you know, I think people just have a hard time looking at Indiana as anything other than a basketball school.
If, say, you didn't have the Group of Five, and I see both sides of the argument. I think there should be a path for those teams. I think they're both going to get rocked.
Yeah.
But that's why they play the game.
And it sucks,
right?
That we got a rematch of a 35-point game,
right?
You know, with Ole Miss and Tulane.
Totally. But if those two teams weren't in, who would be your next two in?
I think Notre Dame would be in. You know, honestly, as much as I'd love to say, I've had Texas in front of Vanderbilt just for the fact that Vandy's 10-2. You know, Texas is 9-3. But if Texas didn't schedule that opener against Ohio State in Columbus, they'd be 10-2 right now. They'd be in the playoff field easily. They have a resume that has one of the best accumulation of wins. And I think, unfortunately, what you're going to see with Texas being left out, with Notre Dame being left out, is discouragement of having those first, you know, those out-of-conference games that we love to watch in weeks one and week two.
I hear that totally. But for me, with Texas, you can't lose to Florida.
You can't.
And you're a Gator. And that team had a lot of talent, but they could not put it together.
Yep. Going to the Swamp, though, you got a young quarterback, an offensive line that lost four starters from the year before. It was a tough – you know, I think Florida was maybe a 5 or 6 point underdog in that game. So it wasn't like a massive loss. In hindsight,
right,
it looks a lot different. But I do think – yeah, you should have won that game. But everybody else schedules cupcakes. And if you do that in week one, you're 10-2.
They're going to start – scheduling cupcakes again.
Unfortunately.
As John Thompson said in basketball, I played all them tough teams.
He loved playing St. Leo's.
I play them late.
Yeah. In all your work with the SEC, I don't know this. I know the Big Ten always complains that they play – what do they play, 9 conference games? The SEC's 8, or is it 10?
It was 8, and now it just got changed coming up the next year.
So the SEC's going to go to 9.
Yeah, they'll go to 9.
I think you will really stop seeing those non-cons then, because they don't get that Wofford late in the year.
Yeah, trading one for the other, unfortunately. And, it was great. That COVID season where we had a 10-game SEC-only schedule was cool. And now you guys talked about how big the conference has gotten. With 16 teams, being able to play your conference members a little more frequently is important.
I want to ask you a couple of the coaching carousel stuff.
Biggest story in the whole for a week there, right?
It's crazy.
And then Notre Dame gets left out and then moves on, and then the Sherrone Moore stuff has moved out.
It's so crazy. What I kind of hate, though, is like, woo, we're not talking about the ball games. We're talking about all the other stuff.
In the middle of the most important part of the season,
right,
we're talking about coaching moves.
Right.
It's crazy.
But that said, Ole Miss plays in a week. And what is
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They got, like, how weird must everything be in Oxford?
I think it's very weird, but I also think him leaving has kind of galvanized that fan base. I thought they did a good job.
And the players as well.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job of moving quickly to name Pete Golding the defensive coordinator, the permanent head coach. The teams kind of rallied around him. And honestly, you know, everybody talks about Lane Kiffin and his offensive mind and everything. It's actually Charlie Weiss Jr. that's been the play caller for the majority of the year anyway. So getting him back from LSU has been key. And I think this is a team at Trinidad Chambliss. He was playing Division II last
year.
That's
crazy. What a story.
And comes in ends up taking the job from Austin Simmons and having looked back.
Yeah. I heard this, and I think it's asinine, and I will confess that I tend to root for Bama. With the Michigan opening now, you know, I get these lists. Jimmy Shapiro, the guy that's running PR here, he always sends me new odds, right? They're putting Kalen DeBoer's name high up on the Michigan list.
No, wow. I mean, he was talked about being a candidate at Penn State, and then they win the game against Auburn with that fourth down touchdown they score, and everything seems good, and then they have this performance in the SEC championship where everything kind of seems bad again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how happy he is there. I'm not sure about what his family's happiness is, but that taking that job, I give him a lot of respect. You don't want to be the man after the man. You want to be the man after the man after the man. And so I think I love the fact that he ran to the smoke. And I'd like to think that he wants to stick it out. He's a tremendous football coach.
It's kind of hard for me to feel bad about the coaches, though. They get paid
anyway. They get paid enough.
They get paid their money no matter what.
It's funny. 2 years ago now, I guess three football seasons ago, the Commanders were playing in Seattle. So I was up there to cover the game. Mm-hmm. And the Huskies were hosting Utah on Saturday. So I went to UW Stadium. I went to Husky Stadium. It was really cool. Watch that game. And I was sitting with Husky fans. And this was when Penix had that thing rolling, right? And they eventually lost in the national championship.
Yeah.
And I was talking with these Husky fans. I was like, you guys worried about losing him? And they're like, no way, man. We got the money here. His daughter's on a softball scholarship to UW. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was 6 weeks later, he's going to
Alabama.
Oh,
yeah, she'd get a scholarship to Alabama. <Yeah. too>. they got a lot of money down there, too, now.
Pretty good softball program, too.
It's just crazy how this goes. And you saw Penn State make the move early to fire Franklin so they could be on the top of the list. And then they're like the last big program to make a hire.
They got lucky with Matt Campbell, by the way, because that was headed for disaster had they not pulled it out with him.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's just the coaching stuff is remarkable. And now it's almost like everybody's in the transfer portal kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The coaches have been doing that for years, though. And so for the players to have the opportunity now, I think it's only fair. And everybody talked about the Lane Kiffin situation. And I actually think the players, it's a different era of players than when we were playing because, you know, these guys, they move around a bunch. They look at their opportunities in the transfer portal. I don't think they hold it against the coaching staff the same way that we may have back in the day if one of our coaches departed.
I agree with you.
Because players can move, coaches could. Yeah. Now, if a coach moves, nobody really bash him.
Yeah.
But so the players like, okay, he could go. I'm going too.
For everybody, yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Talking with Chris Doering here. You can hear him on the SEC Network, calling games, doing it all. Getting into this thing, one team we didn't talk about that I think their defense is just so good is Texas Tech. What do you make of the Red Raiders' chances?
You know, I haven't watched a ton of them this year. I've watched a couple of the games against BYU. Obviously, I'll start getting caught up on them when they're going to face an SEC team. But, you know, it's remarkable what money can do. I mean, the money that was spent to build that roster. Shoot, just looking at the softball team, I mean, going out and getting the pitcher that – kind of changed their whole trajectory and got them to the College World Series finals. It's a new world, and I think, you know, you're starting to see what commitment looks like to building a roster. You saw it in Oxford. I think you'll continue to see them, you know, get better and better despite Lane leaving, and Texas Tech has the that money to be able to build one of the elite rosters in college football.
What do you
– Lane better win, though, in LSU.
No, he ain't going to have a whole lot of runway.
And not do a fake Southern accent like Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly was just such a bad fit there, but I thought he was a good enough coach.
In hindsight, it was a bad fit at the time. I was like, wow, you went and got the winningest active coach in college football.
Right.
It's definitely going to work.
Yeah. Do you think Brian Kelly resurfaces?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he resurfaces somewhere. I mean, he's too good of a coach. I think some of the press about the way that the players felt about him is a little damaging. But I always liked Brian Kelly. Working with him for the three-year period he was in the SEC, I enjoyed working with him. You know, it's funny. See, you know, at Florida, Billy Napier already resurfacing at James Madison.
Billy left my school to come to Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Raging Cajuns.
Yep. Yep. So, and that was crazy too, because remember, Florida and LSU were both hiring coaches at the same time. LSU had no interest in going down the road to Louisiana to look at Billy Napier. They go the splash hire way. Neither of them works out, and they get fired a week apart from one another.
That's crazy.
So I guess no real formula for how to make it work.
Totally.
What? And the guy that nobody really wanted is probably the best coach in America right now, is Cignetti.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Crazy to think about, not the young guy, goes the path of JMU to Indiana and completely, declares that he's a winner and winners win.
Everybody laughed at him.
He's winning.
It was funny because in the preseason, Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback, was on an interview with Paul Feinbaum. They asked him the expectation. He said a national championship, and people laughed at him as well. And then you see Indiana go 11-1 and win the Big Ten championship. You see Vanderbilt go 10-2. So again, I think it's a totally different era of college football that the non-traditional teams can become powerhouses with the right commitment.
If you got the right money,
totally,
you can compete. Because everybody's getting the top players now.
Yeah.
What SEC coach is like the most comfortable? Like the seat is nice and cool. Like is it Sark?
I mean, it's Kirby Smart.
Kirby,
for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, Kirby's the dean of Stoops moving on now, and Kirby becomes the longest tenured coach, I believe, in the SEC right now. Obviously, two national.
And he's got a couple rings, right?
At his alma mater. And from the standpoint of, you asked who's the most comfortable, what school is also the most comfortable? Georgia, having a guy that played at
sure,
that school,
absolutely,
from the state,
yeah,
loves being there. I don't see him going to the NFL. So I think it's a nice marriage of two entities feeling really good about one another.
The SEC by far is the proudest conference. Maybe the Big Ten people would say differently. How does it sit with the SEC in this transfer portal NIL world that they are not – like, they are still the best top to bottom, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But they haven't won the last two.
Haven't even had a team in the last two.
Right. Like, how does that sit down?
Not well.
Yeah.
Not well. It is an interesting contrast, right? The Big Ten, very top-heavy with quality teams.
Sure.
The SEC, much deeper with talent. And, it was ironic this year with as much talent as there was that you end up having a bunch of 11-1 and 10-2 teams to the point where Vandy gets left out. I never would have imagined a 10-2 SEC team not making the college football playoff. But A&M benefited from not playing
sure,
the top half of the league. Vanderbilt didn't play the top half of the league in a lot of cases. So, it is a conference right now that, the five teams, I'd say probably two and a half, three of them could compete to win the national championship. But I do think there's a chip on the shoulder. The SEC looks at themselves as being the preeminent conference in all sports, and to not have even had a team in the championship game the last 2 years has been a bit humbling, I think, for the league.
Money changes everything, right?
Totally.
So here's my – I got a theory for you.
Okay.
You feel free to run with this because I'm more of an NFL guy. The Texas Tech and BYU, deep pockets that aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
What major conference is going to gobble them up? Because I think why wouldn't the Big Ten – I don't know academics and all that stuff, but does any of that even matter anymore?
Yeah, I don't even think.
You think they stay in the Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're about to see a real shift in landscape. I mean, the ACC, their champion doesn't even get in. I think it just speaks to the haves and the have-nots the gap continues to widen between those conferences. And I've heard pitches about the Big Ten and the SEC doing something on their own.
That's crazy.
Which I don't necessarily like. I hate that the Pac-12 went away right when they were starting to get
good. It just doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. Two teams kind of representing.
Like, the Rose Bowl loves their tradition. Well, the one conference that traditionally was in it is gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That
Chris,
makes sense.
Thank you for the time.
Yeah, it's been great being with you guys.
A lot of
thank
fun.
You for having me. I appreciate
you, bro.
Yep.
Thanks so much. That's Chris Doering. Make sure you watch him on SEC Network, and you can give him a follow at Chris Doering, D-O-E-R-I-N-G. Thanks a lot, man. Nobody go anywhere. We got to wrap up the week with some bets when we return.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame, NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amounts. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.